Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's talk about neighborhoods and public spaces. In Detroit, there are a lot of vacant lots in many neighborhoods, and the city has turned some of those vacant lots into public parks as part of a revitalization effort. Detroit has been making efforts in several neighborhoods since the city came out of bankruptcy and has begun to recover. Here to talk about how that's going is Detroit's Director of the Planning and Development Department, Maurice Cox. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So I was reading a Knight Foundation report about a national initiative launched by that foundation and several others. Detroit is part of this reimagining the civic commons. How's that being done in Detroit?
Sure. The concept of reimagining the civic commons suggests that public life in neighborhoods could be uplifted, animated, if we were to reactivate the places where people traditionally gather in neighborhoods. In some cities, it's, you know, schools or libraries, it's buildings. But in Detroit, and specifically in the Fitzgerald neighborhood, it's the idea of gathering outdoors in a public park. In an area of the Northwest Detroit that really didn't have a active neighborhood-serving park that families and kids could walk to within a 20-minute walk from their front door. So we took the abundance of vacant land parcels in the center of the Fitzgerald neighborhood. There were 26 parcels that had abandoned houses on them, overgrown lots, and we cleared that all and came up with 2.5 acres in the center of the Fitzgerald neighborhood. And these 2.5 acres cross streets and alleys. And the assignment was, could we turn these leftover parcels into a central park for the neighborhood? And today, that park exists, and it's an extraordinary asset to residents who live in that neighborhood.
Now, when you look at a neighborhood in Detroit, and they're all different, how do you decide, if this is going to work, we need to eliminate this, we need to change this, and this is okay? I mean, how do you go about making that assessment?
Sure. Well, we have varying degrees of occupancy and vacancy throughout the city. And often in some of the more densely populated areas, we still have vacant lots and vacant homes. So the Fitzgerald neighborhood, which is, as we're defining it, a quarter square mile neighborhood, it still has 600 households, families that still live there, but it had 100 vacant structures, and it had 300 vacant lots. So for us, that meant that there were 600 households who were still there, and that they deserved a public space as well. And we don't build a lot of new parks, but we have this extraordinary asset of hundreds of vacant lots. So this was our first experiment to see if we could just take vacant lots that are typical of so many Detroit neighborhoods and turn it into a real neighborhood asset. So we tend to look for areas that still have a core group of families in that area, but they don't have a neighborhood park. And then that is an opportunity for us to create these new neighborhood amenities like the Fitzgerald Park, Ella Fitzgerald Park.
You mentioned the 20-minute neighborhoods. Would you explain that for us?
Sure. It's a very simple concept that we borrowed from Portland, Oregon, that says residents of the city should be able to get 80% of their daily needs within a 20-minute walk of their home. And so that means you should be able to get to a neighborhood park. You should be able to jump on a greenway that takes you to other places that you'd like to go to in the neighborhood by foot or by bike. You should be able to walk to your own down neighborhood main street where you can go to a bakery or a cleaner's or a coffee shop or a sit-down family restaurant, you should be able to get to a variety of housing options, from apartments to traditional single-family detached housing, all within the same neighborhood geography. And so we have mapped the entire city of Detroit and found all of those places where we could guarantee those kind of amenities for the residents who stayed. And it has become a part of our strategic neighborhood fund. They're all neighborhoods that have a high degree of walkability, but a lot of these amenities that we're discussing were not readily available to residents. And after this set of strategies are in place, they will be.
How do you get the merchants and others needed to realize that goal to buy into the concept?
Well, it's not without some temporary pain, right? Because we have to, if we want to promote neighborhood shopping, we have to create an environment that people actually want to walk to and linger in. And so a lot of our commercial corridors over the years have been turned into like neighborhood speedways. It was mostly about getting through the neighborhood. And a lot of the businesses really faltered because they didn't have a really attractive, walkable area. So, you know, I think this is, we can go to some of our neighboring cities and we can see some of these same commercial corridors which have an enormous degree of pedestrian life. The shops are all filled, but that has not been Detroit's recent past. So our first task was to remake a walkable shopping district in denser parts of the city. And we're doing it on Livernoy right now, and soon we will be doing it on 6 Mile between Mary Grove College and UD Mercy. And this is the idea of making wider sidewalks so that you could have a kind of cafe life, outdoor cafe life, shade trees so that when people are walking, they are walking under a canopy of trees, bike lanes, cycleways that protect the cyclists from the travel lanes of cars by putting them up against the sidewalk, putting in ample parking, and all of these things slow traffic down so that motorists have an opportunity to see that there are viable businesses that they should be stopping and shopping at. And so Livernoy is going through that process now. So it's really meant to reward the dozens and dozens of businesses that are on that corridor with a really strong pedestrian-friendly public realm. And we believe that's going to attract new businesses as well that will join those historic businesses. And the city is very intentional about creating, you know, the old-fashioned main streets that so many Detroiters know and love, where you knew the shop owner because they had been there for years. And through the Motor City Match program, which matches entrepreneurs with business ideas to real estate, we can begin to direct those Detroit-based entrepreneurs to these corridors to recreate the Main Street amenity that so many Detroiters remember and that we are now able to have again.
Let's talk about your future. I understand you're leaving Detroit to head up the planning department for Chicago. What's that going to mean for the long-term plans for Detroit's revitalization?
Well, we are fortunately have created these neighborhood plans, which have effectively pivoted from an exclusively downtown renaissance of Detroit to a neighborhood renaissance. And so each of the 10 neighborhoods that I've outlined in the Strategic Neighborhood Fund now have a plan to hold on to those residents who are there and get the amenities that they desired and worked towards actually implemented. So we have a pipeline of dozens of projects, streets, parks, housing rehab, and multifamily that are due to be constructed. Many are seven streetscapes will be under construction before the end of this year. A number of mixed-use affordable housing developments are also in the pipeline to be built in 2020. So I feel really confident that the roadmap for neighborhood revitalization is firmly in place, and we are not going to veer from that roadmap for years to come until it's completed. And so I can go to the next neighborhood revitalization assignment, which is an amazing opportunity in Chicago, knowing that Detroit created the template that now other cities are looking to emulate. And that's a wonderful, wonderful legacy to have of my time here in Detroit.
Maurice Cox has been the director of the City of Detroit's Planning and Development Department since 2015. Thanks for talking with us. Best of luck in Chicago.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Coming up next on Stateside, a writer from Michigan who's going to spend the summer on Isle Royale.
Then I'll eat lunch, and then I'll do some more work, and then I'll go canoeing, and I'll work while I'm in the canoe.
Stay with us.